continuation from the very Yetinot on Allah as is. Alas for us, since Christ-loving people venerate and embrace our body polluted by impurity, we indeed are whited sepulchres on the outside which emit the stench of deadly sin. Alas for us, because being foolish and thoughtless, we do not love the deeds of the saints, but the praises shown them, which we hasten to usurp, while continually defiling our souls with unclean thoughts, we want to be considered holy and to be honored with the laudatory titles of the saints. From Abba Mark, know, my brother, that he who does not completely deliver himself to be crucified with humility and contempt for himself, who does not debase himself so much that he is trampled upon, despised, wronged, laughed at, and jeered by all, and who does not accept all this treatment with joy and patience for the Lord's sake, and who does not scorn all the desires of men, whether glory or honor or praise, or pleasant foods or drinks or clothes, cannot become a true monk. Now, when tests of this kind present themselves, and prizes and wreaths as well, how long will we make fools of ourselves with a feigned image of godliness, serving the Lord with deceit, being considered by men to be different from what we really are, yet appearing different before Him who knows the secrets of men? For although we are regarded as holy by many, we are still wild in our behavior, having the image of true godliness without, however, having acquired its power before God. We rely on the righteousness of the outer man, wanting to please our fellow men with ostensible acts of kindness in order to court their honors and praises, while we entirely ignore their inner life, the inner life of virtue, according to conscience. We are reckoned by many to be virginal and chaste, but for him who knows the secrets of men, we are polluted in soul, by consenting to carnal thoughts and through them the energies of the passions. As a result of this sham asceticism, and also the praise of men, we fall down and our mind is blinded. However, he who assuredly comes, he will assuredly come who discloses the secrets of darkness and reveals the dispositions of our hearts, the unerring judge, he who removes the outer appearance displays the inner truth. Those who have conducted the lives with hypocrisy, he will reveal to the heavenly church above, before the saints and the entire heavenly army, and he will send them off, dreadfully shamed, into the outer darkness, like those imprudent young women who guarded the outer virginity of the body, albeit they were in no way condemned for this, and had a small amount of oil in their vessels, that is, they happened to have enough virtues and achievements to be obvious to men, and for this reason their lamps burned a little, but who from negligence, ignorance, and slothfulness were not careful to cleanse themselves of the host of the passions that they kept hidden in the recesses of their souls, and whose minds for this reason were gradually corrupted by diabolical forces, acting in consort with these forces by consenting to their promptings. As a result of this spiritual sluggishness, they met with such an end that they were deprived of the joy of the bridegroom and excluded from the heavenly bride chamber. Let us therefore reflect on these things. Let us understand them and put them to the test so that we may realize the state in which we find ourselves and correct ourselves while we have time for repentance. If we do this, then our good works, being accomplished with spiritual purity and not defiled by our carnal outlook, will become acceptable to Christ, the heavenly high priest, and will not be cast aside as a sinful sacrifice. The prayers of my fathers, Lord Jesus Christ, and God, and our sins and sinners.